Hey everyone, Amy Wood here, and I have the Cassidys from Preacher's Daughters on the phone. They're in Chicago for the big premiere party tonight. They're from Boiling Springs. I don't know if you guys realize that that show, this reality show that premieres tonight, has folks from our area. Guys, are you excited?
Yes, we're very excited.
Yeah, we're excited, a little bit nervous too.
And for those who have not watched the show before, because I'm going to be following it because I know you guys, I didn't watch it last season. So what is Preacher's Daughters about?
Well, it's a show, and this season it's following four different families. And it's just kind of about whenever the sermon ends, what goes on in families that are in the ministry. So it's kind of like a behind-the-scenes look at preachers' families.
Are you guys nervous at all about how, you know, I guess you tape these things. Megan, you did this, what, over the summertime or something? And then they edit everything and it comes out. Are you at all nervous about how it's all going to come together on television?
You know, when we talked with the producers about following us and how everything was going to go across, it was about the reality of our situation is we wanted them to remain true to that. And they said that that's what they would do. They had promised us. But, you know, when editing comes out, it does make you a little bit nervous. But in the end, our life is our life. And it is what it is. And we've been through some tough times. And there's really no way you can paint a different picture of it, so to speak.
Sure. And what do you hope people get out of it? I mean, you know, in the end, what's your goal with doing this?
The goal that I see and that I had in this is, number one, I didn't want to do it to begin with. When Megan came to me and started talking with us about it, I was not thinking this was something we needed to do because I was just going into the ministry full time, and I thought, you know, this is not going to work. But as I prayed over it, it's something that God wants to use our family for, to show people that, you know, church is not full of perfect people. Even the people who stand in the pulpits, the people who stand up there and lead congregations, whether it be in worship through scripture or through music, they have worldly issues and problems that they deal with every day. And there's only one answer, and the answer is Jesus.
Megan, what about you? I know Megan's a personal friend of my daughter, and you were actually at our beach place. We were all down there hanging out. And I guess you all kind of got online and applied for this thing. I don't know if Mom and Dad knew about it then, but when did you finally tell them, and how'd that all transpire?
Well, yeah, we were at your beach house, and we were just bored, so we sent in this email to Think Factory, and at the time, they weren't even casting the show. We just thought it'd be funny and didn't think anything of it that we'd ever hear from anyone, because, you know, how many emails do they get with people wanting to be on their numerous numbers of shows? So I didn't really think anything of it, but then I started getting calls from California, and I was like, oh, my gosh, my parents are going to kill me. What have I done? And so I ended up telling them, I called them while they were actually on a trip, I think in Florida, and I called them, and I was like, I have something to tell you. And they were like, Megan, what did you do? And so it kind of just all went from there. But, of course, from the get-go, my dad said no. But he was like, you can do their interviews because they want to have phone interviews and Skype interviews and everything like that. And so we just kind of went through the whole process, not really expecting anything to come out of it. But I don't know. Here we are.
Premiere night. Well, you guys have fun at the party. I know that starts like around 7. The show airs at 9. I wish it was on our station. Unfortunately, it's not. It's on Lifetime. But maybe we can get you on. We've got, you know, three entertainment shows on Channel 7. We hope we can get you guys on some of those shows when you get back to town. Tell us all about it.
That'd be great. We look forward to it. Like I say, I want everybody to see that, you know, families in the ministry do have struggles, do have issues, and it's tough to deal with. Can be embarrassing, but, you know, if we don't start talking to our youth and start dealing with our problems openly, honestly, and bluntly, we're just covering it up and we're hiding the truth and hiding our problems.
Well, we wish you good luck with this show. We hope it accomplishes what you are setting out to do, so good luck.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you on TV.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.